So that is the level of consumption of average people in our country. Just a few simple things. God enables us, and maybe we consume more than we should, let's be honest. But actually, that is the sort of stuff that we take for granted. You imagine if you had a sock harvest once a year, you got all your socks. That would be okay, wouldn't it? Imagine if you had to buy, if your 120 toilet rolls for each member of your family all arrived once a year. In our case, in the old days, that would have been 600 toilet rolls. That would have been, you know, storage is a problem. You've got to keep them dry and so on and so forth. Or what about if all those 36 bags of flour all had to be stored and kept dry? We have this funny situation where we get salaries or pensions and they appear every month or every 2 weeks. We go, oh, that's nice. We kind of lose that connection. We are an incredibly privileged people and God is very generous with us. And he calls us to be very generous too. I want you to have a think for a moment about that jar of jam when you walked in the door. Because everything that comes from God is a free gift. Did you, when you walked in the door, did you earn that jar of jam? Some of you might feel you did because you got up earlier, to be fair, and I understand that. Or you had to rearrange your morning, but you didn't earn the jar of jam, it was a gift. Okay. Did the person that gave it, whoever that was, sorry, it was meant to be anonymous until I realised there were stickers on them. Did they need to give it to you? Why do you think they did? Kindness. Do you need jam? No. Does jam, yes, you do, obviously. At one level. You don't need jam. Jam is something that's a gift, it's a blessing, it's a joy. If, you know, if there were no jam available, if there were no sugar, if we're in the Second World War still, and there was rationing of sugar, and the only way you could have a photo of a... I don't know whether you've been to this, what's called Eden Camp in Yorkshire. They've got a cake that they had that was used in about 10,000 weddings or something, because you couldn't have sugar. So you would hire a cake that was made with sugar, and you'd have it in your photos, then you'd give it back, because you couldn't have sugar. Imagine life without jam. It's not necessary. It's a gift. It's a blessing. It's not an essential. It's a joy. And so much of what God gives us isn't essential. It's a joy, although he gives us the essentials as well. He gives us food. He gives us life. In our case, he gives us freedom. He gives us forgiveness. He invites us to be part of his family. He gives us that hope of all eternity. And did we earn any of it? It's just a gift. That's why we should thank God, because he's just generous. He loves and he delights and he longs for us to be like him. Lord God, we thank you that you are good, you are generous and you delight to be so. Lord, would you help us to learn more of you and to become more like you in all that we are and all that we do. Amen. I'd like to take a seat. We're just going to think quickly now about the how. How do we thank God? Well, I don't know how much you know about the Old Testament, but once David's son Solomon had built the temple, they had a central place to worship. They had a central place for the whole kind of people of Israel community to gather. And even before it was built, God gave these instructions. He said this. Could we have this slide up, Martin, do you think? He said, 3 times a year, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, on the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of Booths, you should appear before God in the place that God will choose. They will appear not empty-handed, but each with his own gift, according to the blessing that your God has bestowed upon you. So I don't know whether you get that, but basically God said 3 times a year, wherever you are, journey back or into Jerusalem. Bring a gift. Bring something of, you know, to reflect God's blessing. And that gift was used to keep the temple running and to pay the priests in charge and all that kind of stuff. But there were 3 festivals. They had 3 harvest festivals. So this is where I need 3 volunteers who can count and walk on the spot. So Harley, I'm sure you can do this. Coming up, mate. Isabella, are you free? Brilliant. Now, Charlotte, would you like to walk on the spot or would you not? In which case, right, Isabel, that's yours. That's flower. You've got to hold that, and in a minute, you're going to have to count. Can I borrow your other daughter, please? Is that okay? Harley, this is yours. Okay. Right, and it's dead simple. Right, so what they had to do, what God encouraged them to do, was go, first of all, when it was the barley harvest, so this is a bag of barley, they went to the Passover festival, and they not only celebrated the barley harvest, but they also celebrated being set free from Egypt. So can you start walking on the spot and count as high as you can? We'll find out why in a minute. And then 7 weeks later, hence the festival was called Weeks, or we know it as Pentecost, it was the wheat harvest, and they were instructed to come and to celebrate again. This time, not only the flour and the wheat, that's it, get counting, but also the fact that God gave them laws and wisdom to live by as a community. And then the final one, which was the Festival of Booths, so what's in there, Harley? I just want to wave one around. Was when the fruit was at the point in time when the fruit harvest had been collected in. And again, they would journey to Israel, from all around Israel, into Jerusalem. Can you walk on the spot for me, Harley? And start counting your steps, okay? They would walk and they would gather and they would celebrate the fruit harvest. And they'd also celebrate God's provision for them when they were spent 40 years living in the desert. Now, do you know how far it is from Nazareth, where Jesus lived, to Jerusalem? What do you think? It was about 75 miles on untarmac road. It took about 4 days to walk there and about 4 days to walk back. And whilst you were walking there, if you had the legs of a 10-year-old like Harley, it would be something like 121,000 steps each way. 4 days there, 4 days back, taking with you your goods to say thank you to God. So there's a cost in that, isn't there? There's the cost of your goods. There's the cost of your time. When you get there, there's the cost of sort of being on the road. That's a costly business, traveling, isn't it? So he's saying, it's costly, but come and gather. Celebrate with me. And because everyone was there, they celebrated together as families and friends. It was like a reunion. I know that Frances is going to a sort of a friends from her childhood reunion this week. Imagine 3 times a year gathering up with all your family and friends from all over the country and celebrating together. Where are you up to? How far have you got?
120.
120. Now imagine doing that 100,000 more times. How long will that take you? A while, huh? Yeah. Did you get higher or lower than that, Harley? Higher or lower? Lower. Are you tired yet? Oh, come on, Harley. Keep going. Would you like to put your things on the table? So we've got a bowl here for the apples. And if you'd like to put the bag, can you manage to walk all the way over there to put it down? You're not too tired. Could you put that on the table for me as well? If you put them on there. So, Harley, if you empty all of those out in there, and if you put yours there and yours there. Thank you so much. That was excellent work. So how are we to thank God? He says, well, it all comes from him. Everything comes from God. Do you know what? Hey, can't wait. Excuse me a moment. Do you want to pick an apple? Do you want to pick an apple? Excellent. When you go, Harley, you can pick an apple to take as well. Do you want to go and sit down? Thank you so much. So, how are we to thank God? We're to thank God with generous hearts, with generous diaries, and with generous wallets. We're to do it with joy and delight. God loves, lots of the stuff I put out there, a cheerful giver. The word for cheerful also translates as hilarious. Someone who delights in being generous because God delights in being generous. And we're to give with thankfulness and to honour for the one who gave to us in the first place. That's what we're to do. This idea of thankfulness, joy, gratefulness. Just imagine getting to the end of August, beginning of September, and you're sitting there going, I've nearly run out of money. I haven't been paid or had a pension or whatever it is, for a year. I'm down to the back of the cupboard with a tin of something that I bought on a whim that doesn't really appeal to me, which is why it's still there. And there's a couple of slices of frozen bread still in the freezer. And, you know, I could do a beans on toast, but that's about it. And then you say, will the paycheck come? Will the year's worth of finance come for the next year? When it does, if that were your situation, would you not celebrate? Would you not be delighted? Yes, we are. We're good for another year. We can do it for another year. And that's what these harvests were like. That's what these festivals were all about. So remembering God's care for their spiritual being, their care for them as their his children, and his care for them in everything practical. So I have a challenge for you. All of us who have a paycheck or have a pension come in, you know, or you know, whether it goes in electronically or whether we go down to the post office. I don't know where the post office is now. Probably in Hyde, isn't it? To pick up your pension or wherever. Hadfield, you're right. Next time you see that, just think what it would be like if that was a whole year's worth. And thank God. And then the next time, just imagine it was what it would be like if that was a whole year's worth. And thank him again. And live with that lifestyle of thankfulness and generosity and joy and hope.